A Canton nonprofit founded to help at-risk youth is at the center of a criminal case. Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson says 41-year-old Jamar Fleming of Canton and Agape Ministries have been indicted in Stark County Common Police Court on felony charges of aggravated theft and telecommunications fraud. Prosecutors allege Fleming diverted about $375,000 in donations for personal use between June 2022 and May 2025 while serving as the organization's CEO and pastor. He also faces charges alleging he failed to file or filed false state income tax returns. A registered sex offender from Lake Township is behind bars. Federal agents searched a Hazel Street Northeast home Wednesday and arrested 20-year-old Evan Dunbar. Dunbar allegedly admitted to possessing child pornography on multiple devices and soliciting explicit videos from a 14-year-old. He faces felony charges of pandering obscenity and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. Dunbar is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. He was convicted of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor last year in Summit County. Two suspects are in custody in connection with a Canton shooting Tuesday night. Police say the incident happened in the 1700 block of Sherrick Road Southeast, where two men were near a vehicle when a side-by-side UTV arrived. Investigators say an exchange led to a shotgun being fired, striking both men in the leg. They were taken to Altman Hospital. 21-year-old Joshua Michelle of Carroll County's Brown Township was arrested Tuesday and charged with complicity to felonious assault. He is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Co-defendant Isaac Adkins was arrested today and is charged with felonious assault. The Marlboro Township Fire Department is mourning the loss of retired Fire Chief Eugene DeVise. DeVise joined the department at age 15 and later led it as chief from 1980 through 1994. Stark County Job and Family Services is reporting more than 47,000 residents received SNAP food assistance last year, while just over 95,000 received Medicaid services. The agency says its major programs contributed more than $1 billion to the local economy through health care, food support, and other services. The report also shows more than 8,000 child abuse hotline calls led to nearly 2,500 cases, along with 494 elder abuse or neglect cases. Officials say 64 adoptions were finalized, and child support collections totaled nearly $49.5 million. Akron-Canton Airport is expanding parking options to handle growing travel demand. A new economy lot opened Wednesday with 775 spaces available at $11 per day. The lot is located at Lobby and Mount Pleasant Street and includes free shuttle service to the terminal. Airport officials say the expansion is designed to improve access and provide a more affordable option for travelers. A Mahoning Valley institution is shutting down after 120 years in business. Schwabel Baking Company has announced it will liquidate, closing its Youngstown and Hebron bakeries, along with retail and distribution sites across the region. Officials say the company has faced years of financial pressure, including rising labor costs, aging facilities, and changing consumer trends. They say efforts to find a buyer were not successful. Schwabel plans to operate on a limited capacity through the 4th of July weekend before winding down this summer. Boardman police are investigating a stabbing early today in an apartment on Shields Road. Officers were called around 2 after reports a man had been injured during a domestic dispute. Police say the victim suffered minor injuries. No arrests have been made. A Boardman man accused of firing a gun during an attempted robbery has made his first court appearance. 28-year-old Ryan Murphy is charged with aggravated robbery and felonious assault. A judge set bond at $35,000 and issued a no-contact order for the victim. Police allege Murphy tried to take a woman's purse before a struggle near Matthews and Sheridan Roads led to gunshots. The woman escaped to a nearby home and reported the incident. A Youngstown man who led police on 2 chases has been sentenced to prison. 19-year-old Davion Jackson pleaded guilty to failure to comply and 2 counts of improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. He was sentenced to 15 months in prison, as agreed to by both sides and approved by the judge. Prosecutors say Jackson led police on a pursuit last August, then was arrested again in January while out on bond for a second chase. In both cases, officers said he had firearms in the vehicle. Youngstown City Council is moving forward with a plan to address the financial crisis facing Sobey Thermal Energy Systems. Council approved spending up to $130,000 for a study on long-term solutions. The Vindicator reports lawmakers also declared a local energy emergency, calling on state officials to step in. The action comes as regulators consider large emergency rate increases for the downtown steam utility. A Warren man convicted of aggravated murder has been sentenced to 31 years to life in prison. 19-year-old Ashad Johnson received the sentence Wednesday from Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Sarah Kovor, 1 week after a jury found him guilty in the February 11th shooting death of 17-year-old Damar McKinney of Youngstown. Prosecutors say McKinney was shot in a parking lot on Mahoning Avenue Northwest. Surveillance video was a key part of evidence in the case. A second defendant, Willis Smith, will be tried later. A Newton Falls man has been indicted in a stabbing case stemming from a dispute over driving speed. Trumbull County prosecutors say 37-year-old Joseph Kales is charged with felonious assault. He's being held without bond and is scheduled to be arraigned June 24th. Investigators say the April 13th incident began on Newton Drive when a driver was accused of speeding, leading to an argument that turned into a fight. During the confrontation, the victim was stabbed in the face and taken to a Ravenna hospital for treatment. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Meir.